Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I was just telling you, like, this older guy was... He was sitting next to me on the plane.
Yeah.
And for one, like, so there was nobody in the middle seat. I got, like, I know my United planes, and I got a bulkhead that had, like, unlimited leg space. It's better than first class in a lot of ways, especially if you have the seat next to you empty. Except that I had this older gentleman who had no respect for the headphones, no respect for my eyes closed, no respect for the hoodie up. He was going to talk to me when he wanted to talk to me.
Wow.
Pleasant older guy, but just, you know, and he was a little bit, he needed some help and assistance, you know. But then at one point during the flight, he dumped his entire Coke on his lap.
Well, that's, we call that karma for talking your ear off.
No. He wasn't a jerk at all. Like, he wasn't a bad guy, and he's not from Houston. Nobody worry about me. Like, so I went back and I got... You know, and I don't cross the curtain, Sean.
I know
I'm sitting there right behind first class.
Right.
I don't cross the curtain.
Okay.
I make my way back through the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me navigating the space with the other big guys who are, you know, like, they overflow out onto the aisle.
Yep.
I don't know who I'm hitting with my ass
right.
as I'm walking through.
Right.
And I got a big wad of napkins to come back to him and then helped him delicately pat around his crotch area and everything.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. And then, but it was... So anyway, I say all that to say that I didn't get the work done on the plane that I had planned on.
No, not at all.
Because I was trying to feign sleep half the time, and then I realized, oh, that's not helping either. I was basically a home health aide to this guy for 3 hours.
I was
going
to say, you had to go crotch area.
Oh, no, I ended up knowing, and I had to talk to him. The wheelchair situation.
You're like a nurse.
The wheelchair situation was a little screwed up, too. So after I got off the flight, I had to go talk to the gate agent. I talked to the flight attendant, and then I went up to the gate agent talking about the guy in 7D.
Like a jerk.
And just, yeah. Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah,
yeah, that I said karma. I was in a wheelchair.
No, it was one of those things where there's no part of me that wasn't going to help the old guy.
Sure.
It's just, but yeah. I was fighting with the other side of me that was very much selfishly wanted to do the stuff I wanted to do.
If he were not in the physical situation he were in,
yeah,
would you have told him to shut the hell up at some point? Like, if he were just some businessman
no,
who was
not.
Like slightly obnoxious, you know?
Oh,
like,
if he wasn't an older guy or something?
Yeah.
I would just be like, yeah, I got to get this. The worst part was that he had worked for United for like 40 years. So he was telling me about how he used to fly for free and now he's got to pay because it's like they don't have the empty flights. That part was interesting.
Yeah.
But I did genuinely have like work. I had like 2 hours of work I needed
for
to get
sure.
done.
Yeah.
And I just
keeping you from
I
it.
Couldn't tell him like, hey, sorry, sir, but I got to work on this. I have a hard, like, I would have felt weird the entire time because he wasn't. It wasn't like he had a book to read or anything. The poor guy was just, I felt like he was a little nervous and out of sorts.
Are you okay with lying to him? Because I would have just made up like a dead relative or something like that. Like, look, I'm going. The reason I'm flying where I'm going to is because we've got a funeral coming up and I'm the executor and I've really got to get this stuff done because we got a big meeting when we land.
No, I can't.
When death's involved, I feel like it. He would understand that.
Yeah, but I can't lie
I could totally be comfortable.
to be clear, he was just a pleasant older gentleman.
Sure.
It's a me issue where I have a hard time setting the boundaries sometimes with older people. I feel like I need to do anything they ask of
me. You are very friendly. There was a one time at Lizards that where that guy was there and you engaged him in conversation.
Yeah.
And
Amy were trying to ignore him like crazy.
Like crazy. Because we've seen his act before.
You were doing the right thing.
We've seen his act before. And I'm like, oh, God. And then the guy's coming over and talking to Seth. And I'm like, this isn't going to end well. Because this guy usually starts skewing political at some point. No.
Yeah.
No, this is just a guy who is very lacking in self-awareness.
To be clear, I would have been fine if he went political. Right. But he went the old, like, you better open your eyes.
Right.
Because I didn't know of some arcane conspiracy theory that he brought up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Honestly, I had to Google the conspiracy because he was talking like, I'm an idiot.
I literally told him to get the hell out of here.
You heard me. When I caught your attention, I was like, no. Leave.
Yeah.
You're not, no. Seth, get away from this table now.
Seth can be super friendly, but at times, on very specific occasions like that, 0 to 60.
It was when he said, you better open your eyes. Yeah. Like, no, we're not doing this. We're not.
You were
like
a hero.
Some
to get
semblance
that guy.
Of civility. Yeah. People in the bar were like,
you're a hero to me and Amy to get him the hell away from the table. Maybe in the bar. Who knows?
He paid our tab.
He did.
Remember?
Yeah. Yes, he did. Now I remember.
He also hit a. Terminal illness.
Yeah. Well,
just always remember people are going through.
He's still hanging around. You know, he's still
not that
terminal
enough.
All right, let's get to the best available players.
I'm joking, everybody. I don't think he has a terminal illness.
No. As far as we know. So, best available. There's a bunch of dudes who have slipped down to the second round of the draft thanks to the NFL falling in love with offense and offensive players. Texans feel pretty set up at offense. I wouldn't obviously them drafting a player on offense in the second round wouldn't be a complete shocker. A wide receiver, maybe an interior offensive lineman, as you pointed out. But the names that sit here at defensive tackle and cornerback make me feel really excited about tonight.
And I would say too, I would be surprised if they take a wide receiver this early. And yet, okay, so the Texans are at 42.
Yeah.
So they are the 10th pick in the second round.
Correct.
All right. I'll go through, honestly, I don't want to throw a bunch of names at everybody, we're not going to talk about each of these guys, but if you go down the line of just ESPN's list of best player available, this obviously isn't the same as the Texans, but Cooper DeJean, the defensive back out of Iowa, cornerback, some people might suggest maybe a safety, whatever. I'd be 100% cool with that. Johnny Newton, the defensive tackle, I'd be ecstatic about that. Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerback out of Alabama, hell yeah. Ednai Mitchell, if they chose to go wide receiver, poof, yeah, that's okay with me.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey, ditto. Ennis Rakestraw, the cornerback. Keon Coleman, the wide receiver. Braden Fisk, the defensive tackle. Marshawn Nealand, and then Edgerrin Cooper. Like, the top 10 guys that are available, according to just this list here, I am 100% A-okay with every single one of those guys going at 42. So I do feel like for however much the Texans might be aligned with what I would like for defensive guys or what have you, I think they're going to be – I think we'll be pleased with whoever they take at 42 if they stay there. Now, if they trade back, we might have issues.
Yeah. If they – right.
And to be clear, there are a bunch of guys after that I'm okay with too. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that, like, worst case scenario, if the Texans board were exactly the same as ESPN's board – yeah, I think any one of those guys makes a lot of sense at 42.
The next seven guys include the names Jonathan Brooks, running back, Texas, Kamari Lassiter from Georgia, the corner, TJ Tampa, the corner from Iowa State, Chris Jenkins, the defensive tackle from Michigan, Mason Smith, whose name you brought up, is right there at 17 on best available. Javon Bullard is a really good safety out of Georgia.
Defensive guys that are lined up here, and remember, the defensive players didn't start going until the 15th selection in the draft.
Yeah.
So I don't want to pull a Jack Easterby thing here and act like, well, it's really like having a late first round pick.
Got the 18th pick overall, but way cheaper.
Right. Part of the reason that the defensive players didn't go as early is that there were not like a bunch of Will Andersons available this year. You know?
Right. Who's your crush? What's your dream scenario?
I say Johnny Newton. Johnny Newton, the defensive tackle,
is number two on this best available.
Right. He's not, in my mind, he's not as far ahead as like of the other defensive tackles than I think maybe some people have him. So like I would guess if I had to put it into tiers at defensive tackle right now, I would say Johnny Newton, Braden Fisk, Chris Jenkins, Michael Hall Jr., and Rook Aurora. It's three rows. There's not that much separation between any of them in my mind. And then there's two guys that don't quite.
By the way, real quick, I feel like one of them will be at 59.
Right. That's where I think. Now, like Johnny, I would put Johnny Newton and Braden Fisk just on athletic ability and upside, and maybe Chris Jenkins above the other guys. But like in that. It's a big mishmash of guys who don't have ideal size, but have A, upside athleticism, and B, they've all got motors.
Relentless.
Like I talked about this yesterday. I don't know what's gotten into these kids, whether maybe this is just the way they're raised these days. Maybe
cameras are rolling all the time.
ADHD meds, perhaps?
Something.
I don't know.
Who cares?
ADHD shortage did not affect the motors on these defensive tackles. I love them.
So,
there used to be so many squids at defensive tackle in the second round.
Squids.
And I'm looking at these guys. They all play their butts off.
Yeah.
Even Devondre Sweat plays his butt off. He just physiologically can only do it for so long.
Oh, yeah.
I feel good about all these kids. I would be fine with any of them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where's old T Sweat on the best of? There he is, 29th on the best available.
Yeah, I wonder about him because he weighs 365 pounds and he really, really, really needs to weigh 345.
Right.
Even if you only platoon him, I'm watching him and it would have been okay in 2002.
Yeah.
You know, back in the days of Ted Washington and those guys. And I don't think there's necessarily, he needs to lose weight. And he doesn't look like, he's not sounded one bit like he has any interest in losing weight.
Tavondre Sweat is 29th on the best available list on ESPN. Michael Hall Jr., who you like from Ohio State, is 33rd. The Texans are sitting there at 86.
Yeah.
And they're both on the board. They haven't taken a defensive tackle yet. Do you want Sweat or do you want Hall?
Hall. Sweat. This is
too scary for 86th overall.
This is the issue with the DUI for Tavondre Sweat, is that it's not an isolated incident when it comes to perhaps a lack of discipline in his personal life. You know, he had to address his partying with the team and like make a committed effort to not party as much this season. And it worked out. But like between that, his flat out stubbornness in losing weight or playing at less than 365, all of that, teams are going to be nervous as hell that he comes, you know, and with even more money in his pocket.
Yeah.
In a city known for its restaurants is gonna. If he came to Houston, I think keeping him below 400 would be a chore.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you on that. On a scale of 1 to Kyle Hamilton, what's your Ravens fear factor on Tavondre Sweat?
Oh yeah, because he would. I don't know. I think this is not the days of Tony Siragusa and Sam Adams.
Yeah.
And Sam Adams was super athletic though too. So it's not the days of Tony Siragusa.
I'm just talking in terms of like a guy who's got
would
some
work
warts
out there. Yeah.
Yeah. He's gonna go there and he's gonna turn into Haloti Ngata.
Well,
Nata
okay.
Or something
you know what
like
it is
that.
There. I don't know if I'd call it a fear factor. They're already an awesome defense. Yeah. And then it's almost a piece of like, yeah, look, we can shuffle him in for 10 plays a game when we need him. So I want somebody that's more versatile. Is a finishing piece or a situational guy, it can make sense. Yeah. I just worry about him for this team right now.
You asked for it. You got it. People asking, are you asking the people what your finishing move should be if Pope Zaza embraced a WWE lifestyle?
Yeah.
At least two. There's a few, but the two I want to get to because we're up against it. Pope Zaza feels like a choke slam guy to me. Do you know what a choke slam is? Grab a guy by the neck, pick him up with one arm, and just throw him down on his back.
I did that to Peyton Manning. It was.
Of
the 17 and a half sacks I had in my career, that's the only one that I felt actually good about.
That neck's a big target, too.
That's right. 17 and a half sacks, everybody.
Big neck.
If you
forehead.
Don't know much about football, just know this. That's a lot of sacks.
17 and a half.
That is a lot.
It's double digits.
That's basically.
You know how they talk about how important double digit sacks are? Set that double digit sacks.
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
17 and a half.
No, it was. go ahead.
Someone said Pope Zaza would just flick his opponent on the forehead.
Like
it just falls down. That's great.
Like the what was Bruce Lee's thing? The three inch punch or whatever it was.
I don't know.
Hey Ben, what was Bruce Lee's thing?
Does Ben know? I have no idea.
Oh, the text line's going to tell us.
Oh, for sure.
He had
some
kind of punch that was just like it was like 3 inches, and he went.
Yeah. C.J. Stroud was on a draft show on the Bleacher Report app last night. It was interesting. He was really good. He was well prepared. Did not show much emotion until this guy was drafted, and then he flipped the hell out. We've got that for you coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.